Report, Smithsonian's America 250 Exhibit. Leftist items far outweigh conservative objects. By Amy Furr on August 1, 2026. A Smithsonian exhibit features more objects related to leftist causes than items representing Christianity and conservatism, Fox News reported on Friday. The outlet reviewed the online catalog for the exhibit called In Pursuit of Life, Liberty, and Happiness that centers on displaying 250 objects to highlight America's 250th birthday and also shows items relating to the nation's founding. Also included in the exhibit, according to an online catalog published by the Smithsonian, are a number of objects with clear ties to modern liberal politics, such as a pink PC hat worn by a participant of the 2017 Women's March, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's gavel, monarch butterfly wings worn by an illegal immigrant activist, and a typewriter belonging to liberal writer Maya Angelou, the outlet continued. Fox News Digital reviewed the Smithsonian's online catalog and grouped objects according to the movements, causes, and institutions identified in the museum's descriptions, finding 7 tied to conservative movements, compared with nearly 24 tied to causes including LGBT rights, abortion access, racial justice, organized labor, and democratic politics. The apparent domination of liberal causes in an exhibit designed to celebrate the contributions of all Americans to the nation's history could further inflame conservative criticisms of the museum. Click here to view the Smithsonian's webpage for the exhibit. Breitbart News also reviewed the exhibit's page and used the Christians filter under the Cultures option. The page then displayed 2 items, Noah's Ark figures from the late 1800s and a Bible from the 18th century. The news came as President Donald Trump's administration has been zeroing in on divisive political narratives at the Smithsonian Institution, Breitbart News reported in July 2025. The outlet said in August 2025. In its review of Smithsonian museums, the White House has compiled several examples of what it says are overly negative portrayals of U.S. history. In a document obtained by The Guardian, the Trump administration gives examples, based on public submissions, of troublesome exhibits at 7 different museums. Some examples include a Benjamin Franklin exhibit that credits his scientific achievements to his ownership of slaves, and another example is a film about George Floyd that the administration says mischaracterizes law enforcement, according to the report. President Trump will explore all options and avenues to get the woke out of the Smithsonian and hold them accountable, a White House official told the outlet. Until we get info from the Smithsonian in response to our letter, we can't verify the numbers of artifacts that have been removed because the Smithsonian has removed them on their own. The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History also prominently displayed aspects of Dr. Anthony Fauci's career. This week, he declined to answer questions from lawmakers during a congressional hearing regarding the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Fauci has also been heavily criticized because his diary entries showed he publicly lied about the coronavirus's fatality rate, privately admitted that scientists suspected the illness stemmed from a lab leak even though he publicly claimed that was a conspiracy theory, and also had an obsession with his popularity during the pandemic.